So Jim and Walsh, which sounds like two parts of one name, Jim Walsh. I want to thank you guys for being very respectful in the way that you approach this. And anytime somebody's reaching out to Catholics, my overall understanding is that you're doing it out of a sense of goodwill, right? You're doing it because you love Jesus, you love the gospel, and you want to make sure people have the fullness of the gospel, the fullness of truth. And I love that. So, I really liked hearing what you guys had to say. Now, I'm going to watch this. There were a lot of things that were said here that I just had problems with. And so I figured, you guys have 5,000 people on your channel. I think I only have 500 of mine. So it's not like I have a super huge channel or anything like that, but I figured, it might be good for me just to shoot a video response and kind of go through this. So that's what we're going to do on this. I will be watching them at probably at least 1.5 speed. And this is, I walk my dog a lot. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I usually listen at 1.5 speed. And the problem is when somebody else does what I'm doing at 1.5 speed, it makes it unbearable. So maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll watch it at 1.25 so it's a little bit faster because this is a 2-hour video and I'm not going to get through the whole video in this video anyway. But I want to make it bearable to people who listen to things at 2.5 speed or whatever. So we'll watch it at 1.25 and see how it goes. But again, they were very, very respectful, and you guys should be able to hear this as it's playing. And in the midst of this, I might pause and pull up some notes. I don't actually have any of my notes available right now because I'm just going to kind of do all this on the fly. Sometimes I find that's the best way to do response videos. But I did listen to about 2/3 of this thing right about to, I don't know, somewhere in here. I don't remember exactly where. I don't think they brought this guy on yet. They had started bringing people on. So anyway. We'll give them a listen. Again, I think they're very, very respectful, very well-meaning guys. I think that they have some misunderstandings about the faith, and hopefully we can clear some of that up.
I want to be in here with you.
Okay. Okay. Are you gonna watch? Are you gonna show your support in the live chat? My wife's gonna watch.
And it's good they have their family at home.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? God bless y'all this afternoon, this evening, wherever you are all over the globe.
God bless you. I'm gonna speed
welcome
up this first
to
part
In Context with
questions.
Jim Green, where we vehemently defend the faith and point the sinner and the saint to the gospel of the one, the only Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And I just want to apologize to y'all. We had a late start today, but hey, we here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm here, but I'm not here by myself. I'm here with my brother from another mother, my brother in Christ, Mr. Jesse Walsh of the Reassembling. How you doing, my guy?
I'm doing flabbergasted, Jim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. Bless,
glad bless. To be on. Excited.
Amen. Amen. This is a good. I'm hoping this will be a good show. This is actually today's show is a continuation of the momentum that I'm seeing right now with this conversation, Jesse. I did plan to do.
And they apparently
this
did
many,
this
a show.
Before. So if this video gets a lot of traction, I'll finish this video and I'll go back and do the other one too. So I'm going to subscribe to them so I can follow them because apparently they do go live and do these shows for Catholics. And I'd love to be on. I actually commented down below. I think my note is pinned somewhere on here. But they've had other people reaching out to them as well. They gave me some love. So again, shout out to The Reassembling. So I'm assuming this is Walsh's channel. I don't know. Maybe they're together. I don't know anything about them other than I watched this one video and I watched about, again, 2/3 of it. So,
goes, you know, but because of the interaction we've been having in chat. And,
and I'll slow it back down when they get to the actual questions.
You know, people want to come on and people ask questions and whatnot. I figured that we would give people an opportunity to come on, Catholics, an opportunity to share their faith. Now, like you and I were talking about, before we went live, we want to make this clear that we kind of want to get past this idea that because you guys are Catholics and because we're Protestants that we have to somehow hate each other.
Yeah, the war and all that.
Exactly.
Amen to that. He wants to get past the idea that Catholics and Protestants have to hate each other. I love that. I love that. God bless you, Jim. God bless you.
We done with all that, man. We done with that. We that's not cool, man. We just look. It's okay to have disagreements.
I want to give that guy a hug. Seriously, that guy's awesome.
And as it comes to doctrines, we do have some disagreements. But as I'm gonna get into, we do share some common beliefs with Catholics. It's not all. We don't reject everything that they teach because there are some teachings that they do have that are biblical.
It's very important whenever you're doing any kind of a debate about Christianity or faith in general, or just in anything in general. Find common ground. Anytime you can find common ground, it wins the other person over to your side at least a little bit. So starting with here's the things we agree on. Here's the things we think Catholics are right, Trinity, right? In general, the Bible, he'll say a few other things here. That's great. Like, that's awesome.
We're right with that. You know what I'm saying? We just simply have questions about the less biblical doctrines, and that's what we want to talk about. And so we're going to share some information, but like I said,
And I'm going to say this right now. There are some Catholic beliefs that are less biblical, which means they're not explicitly spelled out. Now, there's also a lot of Protestant beliefs that are less biblical, and even, I would say, unbiblical. So at the end of the day, that sword's going to cut both ways. But there are definitely some that are harder to see in Scripture. They're not as explicitly spelled out, and that's okay. But that's the issue, is that has to be okay. And we'll dive into that.
The link is already in the YouTube chat. If you want to come up, you just simply hit that link, you know, and you can join us, and we can have a conversation. I'm hoping some of the people that was here last week are here now, because I know at the end of the show last week, some of them wanted to come on. So I promised them, that's part of the reason why I'm here too. I promised them, hey, look, next week I'm going to come back to give you guys an opportunity to come on. So
yeah, and you know, just to kind of piggyback on that, we're seeing the digital landscape with Protestants and Catholics going back and forth. We have this dismemberment of the Protestants, and it's just we're so past that. What are we doing here? What are we really trying to emphasize, identify? It's not truth. It's about camps. But I mean, there's a great deal of Protestants and Catholics can learn from one another. Like you just mentioned, you know, there's some overlapping agreements within, you know, the triune God, Jesus being divine, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But you know, in my personal opinion, I think there are some things such as confessions that I commend to the Catholic Church. You know, there's a different interpretation on those ends, but to be accountable for someone, Protestants can really learn from that. You know, we have all these scandals going on in Protestant churches with sexual scandals and you know, just all this backsliding going on. Why not look at some of the things that the Catholic devout Catholics, not your celebrity Catholic who's in good standing, if you will, but like actual devout born again believing Catholics. Confession is very big, you know, I think, from the Catholic.
I love that phrase too. We're born again believing Catholics, man. These guys get it. They know that Catholics are their brothers in Christ, and we're having a discussion about doctrine. So again, I love these guys.
And when I look at Protestants and how in our prayer life, how it's an ever-changing conversation we have with the triune God every day is different. It's the matter of the heart and how we have this ongoing conversation, as opposed to these hymns and sayings and chants that we do in Catholic Church, you know, just our Father. You know, can we not learn from those things? Can we not build that bridge? Because you mentioned, you know, the history of the bloodshed between the two groups. You know, it's a lot. So yes. That's where I'm going. I'm trying to be charitable, loving these conversations, but yeah, there's definitely disagreements.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, and there's so before we get another valid point there as well, is there has been bloodshed on both sides. And it's not just one side. It wasn't just Catholics persecuting Protestants. It wasn't just Protestants persecuting Catholics. It went both ways, and it was a scandal. It's actually why Europe turned to the Enlightenment and tried to get away from religion, because apparently religion was going to ruin all of society. No, it didn't. Religion is what built Western society. And then people standing on the shoulders of giants jettisoned the giants that were carrying them, and then were surprised when they had nothing under their feet and they fell into the silliness that we're in these days, where, again, people don't even know what a woman is or whatnot.